In this bulletin, Victoria records a record rise in daily coronavirus infections and 15 deaths. An Australian among the fatalities in Lebanon after a deadly explosion. And in sport, a possible NBL bubble in New Zealand being considered for the upcoming season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia has surpassed a total of 19,000 COVID-19 cases as Victoria reported a record rise in daily infections. Premier Daniel Andrews revealed 725 new cases of coronavirus in the last 24 hours. Mr. Andrews also confirmed another 15 deaths, taking the state's toll to 162. 12 of those deaths are linked to aged care settings, and a man in his 30s is also among the fatalities. Mr. Andrews urges Victorians to follow the rules, saying the high number of infections are not sustainable.
When you look at today's numbers, and they do jump around from day to day, but the notion of more than 700 cases, that is not sustainable. We need to drive those numbers down, and this strategy is designed to do just that. But I'd simply ask all of those Victorians who have perhaps not been making the best of choices, please change your behaviour.
There are currently more than 7,000 active cases in the state. It comes as Victoria prepares to enter Stage 4 restrictions for businesses at midnight. From tomorrow, essential workers will be required to carry a permit at all times. Well, the Victorian government says the outbreaks in aged care facilities have now stabilised. Of the 7,000 active cases in the state, almost 1,500 are linked to aged care settings. Health Minister Jenny Markakos confirmed that more than 300 aged care residents have been transferred to hospitals.
This situation occurs because there's a pressing critical need, but we've also stepped in to make these transfers where the aged care facility provider themselves has really been unable to provide a safe environment for both residents and for their staff. You know, this is deadly serious, and I don't want to see more families grieving. I don't want to see more families having a loved one in hospital. I don't want to see our hospitals stretched.
538 Victorians are in hospital with the virus, 42 are in intensive care. The federal government is encouraging parents to keep their children enrolled at childcare centres during the COVID-19 pandemic because they won't be charged extra costs. As part of a rescue package, families will be granted an extra 30 days of absences and providers will waive the gap fee even while childcare can't be accessed. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says it's important to keep providers open and parents who keep their children at home won't be disadvantaged.
As we come out of this pandemic, those positions will be there for you at your childcare centre. So once you go back to work, the position's there, it's available to you.
Lebanese communities and world leaders have expressed sympathy for the people of Lebanon following a devastating explosion in Beirut. The blast occurred at the port of Beirut, generating seismic waves comparable to a 3.3 magnitude earthquake. At least 78 people have died, including one Australian. Hospitals are overwhelmed with thousands of injured patients, while widespread search operations continue for the missing. A witness described the explosion as catastrophic.
I was at home, which is very far away from here, and then I heard the first explosion, something that shook the house, and then a second huge explosion, and I was worried about my kids and my wife. Everybody's safe, but in my house, which is very far away from here, everything is broken. It is a catastrophe. I've never seen something like that.
The cause of the blast is not yet confirmed, but there are reports that suggest that almost 3,000 tonnes of stored ammonium nitrate ignited the blast. The Australian Embassy is located just 5 minutes away. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says approximately 20,000 Australians are in Lebanon. And if you have any concern about friends or family, you can contact the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade on 02-6261-3305. 02-6261-3305. In the NBL, the New Zealand Breakers are keen to host an NBA-style hub for the rescheduled season later this year. Club owner and chief executive Matt Walsh has proposed the bubble idea to league administrators. It's understood the Gold Coast is also being considered as a potential hub location. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 17 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy with evening showers and 12. A shower or two forecast for Melbourne, 12 degrees. Similar forecast for Hobart and 11. Some morning frost in Canberra, then a mostly sunny day, 11 degrees. Wollongong, sunny and 15. Also sunny in Sydney, 15 degrees. Much the same in Newcastle, 16. Brisbane, similar, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, morning fog and fine conditions, and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.